Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we have the housekeeping suggestion.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We'd like to welcome all of our new listeners. Everybody take out your Bibles. Take out a composition notebook or something you can write on. The highlighter. Take out an ink pen. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We got a whole lot of scriptures to give you tonight. So you may want to take out a couple sheets of paper or take out a composition notebook with some room in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Number part four tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for the word. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to reset those alarms. Hallelujah. The 5 minutes prior to us starting, hallelujah, we have praise and worship every morning at 7 a.m. So set your alarms to 6:55 or 6:50 so you'll be ready at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. You won't miss anything. Thank you, Jesus. And then Tuesday evening, we had Bible study last night, y'all. Hallelujah. We had Bible study. We are going over the 9 different types of prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All those notes you need, you want to keep in a good composition notebook, too. Hallelujah. See, refer back to them all during the day and every week. Hallelujah. The internet, the series, you have all the notes on 9 different types of prayer. Hallelujah. Sunday evening, the second Friday of the month, it's past, but the Friday, you want to keep this on your calendar too, mark your calendars. Hallelujah. Second Friday of the month, we have men's and women's fellowship. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship, and then 7:15 till 8:30 is the women's fellowship. And then on Sundays at 3 p.m., hallelujah, every Sunday, except when we have a fifth Sunday. Hallelujah. But every Sunday at 3 o'clock, we have our International Victory Miracle Service. Hallelujah. Heard all over the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. You can, even when you travel, hallelujah, go on vacation, please take us with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org. and see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We also have a new cash app, and that is $TPH, which stands for the Potter's House, 2023. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Don't forget, the first and second Sundays of the month is the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner of yours truly. Hallelujah. Then the third Sunday of the month, we have the birthday corner is where we celebrate the birthdays of the month. Hallelujah. With a gift in the car from Sister Angie. Hallelujah. She does the birthday corner. Also, first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have the Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our young people are learning the word of God. Hallelujah. By Elder Kiwi Stevenson. Yes, yes. They are learning the word of God. Hallelujah. In a room all to themselves. Hallelujah. The adults are in one place. The children, or the teenagers and young people are learning the word of God totally separate. Hallelujah. You have children ages 5 to 17, 5 to 18. Bring them out. Let them be taught the word of God. School is getting ready open. Hallelujah. They need to be able to take Jesus back with them. Hallelujah. They need a covering. Hallelujah. They need to be taught the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for our children. On that fourth Sunday, they are able to share with us in the congregation what they learned in first, second, and third Sunday. Hallelujah. They are able to share with us. That's the same Sunday we have a visiting minister that comes in. And for the month of August, our visiting minister is Pastor Viola Wright of the Bible Way Church of God in Christ right here in Baltimore City. Come out and hear what a right now word from the Lord. Hallelujah. And she breaks the bread of life to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bring your shouting shoes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe in having a good time and giving a word of God. Hallelujah. At that spiritual meal, we're going to have a natural meal. Sit around the table and chill with the saints of God. Have some fellowship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Food, fellowship, and fun. Hallelujah. We thank God for it. Yes, yes, yes. We thank God for our new edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful sanctuary, beautiful kitchen, beautiful dining hall, beautiful classroom, beautiful offices, the child care room having its own private entrance. Hallelujah. Bring your shouting shoes. Hallelujah. When we give you the move-in date. Hallelujah. We thank God even for the shower stations in northeast, southwest, and Baltimore City. Hallelujah. For our homeless. We thank God for the homeless, adding even adding on to the ministry. Hallelujah. Through the homeless ministry. We thank God for being able to feed them and clothe them, give them job-ready skills. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Right now, the young people are having a fundraiser for a donation of $5. You're able to get a bag that has five different scripture wristbands in it. Hallelujah. They are a good witnessing tool, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And change your life with one of them. Hallelujah. It's for the wrist. But someone told me that somebody even they put it around their ankle. They must have had a small foot to get it around there. Hallelujah. I tell you, word of God, hallelujah, it will bless your heart. It will bless you. Hallelujah. And you have the opportunity to bless others. Hallelujah. To share the word of God. When somebody, you're witnessing to somebody, hallelujah, and you're able to change their life just by giving them the word of God written on a wristband. They may get down in the dumps or whatever, and they look down at their wristband, and it's just what they needed. It was just what they needed. It's also a good memorization tool. Hallelujah. You buy two bags at a time. You wear one, keep one for yourself. Wear a different one every day, the Monday to Friday. Hallelujah. And memorize it, that and the address. Hallelujah. And on the other bag, every day, give one away. Hallelujah. You'll change so many people's lives. Hallelujah. The stories are coming in. How these wristbands are changing people's lives. Hallelujah. We thank God for all he's done and doing and going to do. There's a date we want you to save, and that is September the 30th. Before we get to that, we would like to thank all, everyone that has sown a seed and sends their seed to the Cash App or through the P.O. Box. And the P.O. Box is 24554 Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. We have a thank you gift that we are sending out to people that's blessing us through the Cash App or through our post office box. Now, back to the save the date, September the 30th. We're having praise in the park. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are calling all the King's kids. Hallelujah. Everybody's a former King's kids, calling your kids and your kids. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At Cox Point Park, 825 Riverside Drive in Essex, Maryland. Hallelujah. From 12 to 5, we're having praise in the park. Hallelujah. Food, fun, fishing. Hallelujah. Games. Hallelujah. Did I say food? Yes, food. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to have a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. So call 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. During the day or when we go off. Hallelujah. The broadcast. And let us know how many it's in your party that you're bringing. Hallelujah. Thank you. $5 a person or free will offering. Hallelujah. We want to see you in the place. Hallelujah. We want to have fellowship. Hallelujah. The saints of God. Saints of God, we're supposed to have fun being saved. Hallelujah. And it is. It is. We have so much fun being saved. Hallelujah. And the world's not supposed to have more fun than us. Hallelujah. Come out and play games. Bring a ball. Hallelujah. Come play table games and fish. You don't have to, don't need a license in this area to fish. Hallelujah. But bring your rod and your reel and your worms. Hallelujah. We won't be supplying those. Hallelujah. We just thank God for opportunity. We will also have a recording artist there to sing. Hallelujah. A musical group that recording artist will be there. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all that he's done and doing and going to do. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. It's going to be a wonderful occasion. That is a super Saturday.
Yes.
That Praise in the Park is sponsored by the Good News Youth Club.
Woo-hoo!
with director glory to God. Hallelujah. Elder QB Stevenson. So we thank God for that and for what she's doing with the youth.
Yes.
At the Potter's House. So God bless you. And again, thank you, Pastor Peaches. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs.
Yes, Jesus.
Wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeper's suggestions on this evening to those that believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Damon, precious. Marina, Spencer Johnson, Joseph Atkins, Anna James, and family. Tony and Ricky Bird, Sarah Bright,
Dominic Eno,
Juliet on Jared, David, Gina, and family. Hallelujah, glory to God. Linda, Ginger, Mildred, Sandra, Brenda, and family. Dwight, Jamie, LaBonza, Tommy Owens, and family. Pamela Bird, Naomi, Timmy, Bobby, and family. Jeffrey Bird, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Robin, Cam, Bob, and family. Christopher Bird, Tanya, Nellie, Alina, Tiffany, CJ, and Amani, and family. Denise and the family, Paul, Kern, and Salzy, Kathy Rudy and family, Phyllis West and family, Sally Lundy and family, Elwood Ernest, David, Geneva and family, Cousin Tom, because that's the pumpkin and family, we'll see you, my brother, Deanna Brewer family, Angela Brewer family, Patty Collins and family, Bowen family, Raymond Banks and family, hallelujah, Freddie Douglas and family, James Ford and family, hallelujah, Benjamin Thomas and family, hallelujah. Karen Jones and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Murray Crenshaw, Lorena Jones.
Robert James Kelly and family. Lord, for take care of everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jackie and the family. Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. All our in-laws, outlaws, and other relatives, our uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews and cousins,
hallelujah,
all our bonus family members, in Jesus' name. Come thy kingdom be done, thy will of life of the Cubian family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Evangelist Lorraine and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lorraine and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Cynthia and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Maxine and Theodos Lee and family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Robin Stewart and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Elder Renola Carr and family. Elder, hallelujah, glory to God. Rosetta Carey and family. Virtual post shots of that. Minister Linda and family. Evangelist Julie and family. Hallelujah. Jennifer and family. Evangelist Margaret Pearson and family. Raquel and family. Minister Jerry Cleveland and family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Doreen and family. Minister Jane and family. Minister Janice and family. Yvonne and family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Angie Harrison family, glory to God. Sister Tiffany and family, Sister Camila and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Sister Desiree and family, Evangelist Tina Spencer and family, Tina Thompson and family, Sheila Williams and family, Cheryl Williams and family, Lorenzo Bedford and family, Sheila Bedford and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Russell Navadon and family, hallelujah, glory to God. Milton Russell and family, Milton Whaley and family, James Worthy and family, Al Lowry and family, Michael Irvin and family, Dawson Battle and family, Avis Moran and family, Yakada Budget, Kenneth and Kevin Emmels and family, Roland and family, Michael and family, John and family, hallelujah, and Thomas Bennett and family, Tony Jordan and family, Minister Jerry Cleveland and family, Rakim and family. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we don't know who to pray for, what we should pray for as we ought, but your Holy Spirit does and makes intercession for us. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Minister, Elder and Minister Miles and family, Shirley Woodley and family, Brother Harry, Harry Warsaw and family, Gary John Wilson and family, Adrian Scott and family, William Owens and family, Bishop Bart Pierce and family, Bishop Carl Pierce and family, Bishop Vernon McBride and family, Bishop Waters and family, Bishop Mundell Saunders and family, Marcia Evans and family, Archbishop Carrie Robinson and family, Apostle Margie Mercer and family, Apostle Dustin Harper and family, hallelujah, Chief Apostle Mary Osborne and family, Don Street and family, Pastor, hallelujah, glory to Tom Swinn and family, Pastor Jason Roseborough and family, hallelujah, Pastor Ethan Morrow and family, Pastor Mary Hadley and family, Pastor Cornelius James and family, Pastor Arnold Henry and family. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders,
and the praise, the kind of
miracles, and blessings, power.
Hallelujah.
Those that believe in Jesus' name.
Lydia.
We pray for every family. Hallelujah.
Taylor.
Grieving a loss of a loved one today. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we send strength and power and anointing and blessings their way right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. After the next election, the voice you will hear, the melodic voice you will hear, will be none other than a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peter's Bird with the Children's Corner, sponsored by the Good News Youth Club.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just a happy, happy, happy person. Hallelujah. Somebody once told me, you look at the world through rose-colored glasses. Well, at that time, I was wearing rose-colored glasses. But, hallelujah, God is just a, he is just a friend that sticketh closer than any brother.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And God will give you joy down in your heart.
Yes.
Excuse me, when things around you just aren't going the way you desire them to go. Hallelujah. It may seem like he has you on your own little island, and God, and there can, in this life, there can be things going on around you, but God can bless you and cover you so that they're not even touching you. He can cover your heart. Hallelujah. Strengthen your mind. Hallelujah. People look at you and wonder, like, why isn't the things going on around you affecting you like it's affecting everybody else? And you can just know on the inside, is I've got the Lord. I've got Jesus. And Jesus makes a difference. I don't care what anybody say. Jesus makes a difference. And young person, he can make a difference in your life. He doesn't have an age limit on salvation. He doesn't have an age limit on peace. Hallelujah. And tranquility. Hallelujah. And blessings. You can be father of the 15, 18, 19, 20, hallelujah, no longer call you a child then, hallelujah, somebody's child, but you can accept Jesus Christ in your heart as early as you have understanding of it. 5 years old, hallelujah, you can ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. And don't you know he will be to you just what you want him to be. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for accepting Jesus Christ in my heart as a child. And I believe it has allowed me to be alleviated from a whole lot of things that could have come my way. Hallelujah. As a child, as a teenager, as an adult. Hallelujah. Growing up in the home where the word of God was, you were spoon-fed like the word of God morning, noon, night. If you wake up and go to bathroom, you can hear a radio playing in the house with the word of God on it. Hallelujah. That's a blessing. Hallelujah. You may not see it as a blessing then, but I see it as a blessing now, and I do the same for my own self. I may go to sleep with the word of God. There's an app called Bible Is. Hallelujah. And I play it during the night. Hallelujah. It's right on my cell phone. I mean, wake up during the night. Hallelujah. Hear the word of God. And it makes a difference. It just puts a certain atmosphere in the room. Hallelujah. To hear the word of God. And you can hear so many stories. Hear so much that you did not know was even in the scripture. Every scripture, everybody, you, if you haven't read the Bible from front to back, you missed a whole lot. But there's some stories in the book of 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings. There's some wild stories in there. Hallelujah. My mother used to tell my sisters, okay, y'all want to read these certain books, you know, with certain stories, romantic stories in it? Read the scripture. It's all in scripture. Hallelujah. There's some wild stories in it, young people. You want to know some of them? Give me a call. I'll let you know where to find some of these wild stories. Hallelujah. It's all in the scripture. So your parents can't get mad at you because you're reading the Bible, right? Hallelujah. But what day is it, y'all?
Wednesday.
What day is it, y'all? Y'all pray for Pastor Bird. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, it is Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. And we thank God, hallelujah. We know children are not in school, or we hope that summer school is over with. Hallelujah. Even if it isn't, it is or isn't, you are halfway through the week. Hallelujah. If you're working this summer, you're halfway through your work week because you're going to work past Friday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sometimes, young people, life can treat you so that you feel as if you just aren't going anywhere. You aren't getting anywhere. You aren't getting your just due. Hallelujah. But I just want to share with you, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season, you're going to get your blessing if you don't give up. Okay? You may not have gotten a job this summer that you wanted. The fact is, you may not have gotten the exact job you wanted or at least the exact one you had in mind, or you might have had one and you were working with children. Oh, my goodness. I know a young man who's working with children, and I know it was more than what he expected. It takes a lot of patience to work with children. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may even feel like you're wearing a sign on your forehead that says, pick on me. Or, I did it. Because people just blame stuff on you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You may be the kind of person that's nice to everybody, and you're always getting the short end of the stick. Hallelujah. Well, I'm here to tell you that Jesus loves you. And he said in Galatians 6:9, hallelujah. And it can get tired. Don't get tired of doing the right thing. Don't get tired of doing what is right, hallelujah, because your just due is coming. And it really can get tired. You can really get tired of always needing something or falling short when you need something because you may be helping somebody else or helping your mom if you got a job this summer. You may even help your parents with the bills and you plan on being able to get your clothes, your uniforms. Be able to go back to school. Hallelujah. And you may be the one coming up short. You may feel like, gosh, I'm always the one coming up short. But you know what? God got your back.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It may seem like, hallelujah, your friends have the latest tennis shoes, the latest this and that. I know when the children dress in their uniforms, They had their uniform pants and blouse or shirt, but they can wear any type of shoes they want. Hallelujah. And it may seem like everybody got the latest on their feet, but you, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. God has something special for you. God has something special for you. You are special to the Lord. God sees you. God sees you, and he hears you. Hallelujah. And believe you me, you stick it out when it comes to him. Hallelujah. But be proud of the standard that you are taking. Hallelujah. Especially if it's the standard of the Lord. Be proud. Hallelujah. And young people, young people that sent, I'll say middle school, when I was at that age, it was called junior high. And don't you know, God will bless you even in your teenage years. There's some scriptures in the Bible, some characters in the Bible that were teenagers. Did you know that the three Hebrew boys were teenagers? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Did you know that Daniel was a teenager? He was thrown in the lion's den. Hallelujah. Did you know that David, when he played the harp for Saul and calmed the spirit in Saul, did you know he was a teenager?
Yep.
Did you know that Daniel, that David, when he cut off Goliath, when he slew Goliath, he was a teenager?
Yeah.
God used these teenagers. God can use you too. To do great and mighty things. Don't cut yourself short. Don't say, well, I'm nobody. I'm insignificant. I'm overlooked or whatever. You're not overlooked. Be not weary in well-doing. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on living for the Lord. You're living for Jesus, so that is who you want your reward from. You don't want your reward from man. You want your reward from the Lord. And believe you me, His reward is out of this world. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. And his rewards will go on and on and on and on. Hallelujah. God is so good. Young people, be encouraged to live for the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on around you, God got your back. God will look out for you. And God will honor you because you honor him.
Hallelujah.
If you need encouragement, hallelujah, because things aren't going right or not going the way you think, give us a call sometimes. Hallelujah. And we'll talk with you. We'll pray with you. Hallelujah. And encourage your heart. Because sometimes in everybody's life, they need encouragement. They need somebody to talk to. Hallelujah. And we are here for you. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for listening. And have a blessed rest of your summer. I hope you have an opportunity to vacation. Please. Hallelujah. Take your phone along with you so you can tune in even while you're vacationing. Hallelujah. With your family. And be blessed of the Lord. Back to you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And thank you all for tuning into the Children's Corner, sponsored by the Good News Youth Club. And the Good News Youth Club, of course, is sponsoring the park September 30th. All are welcome. In order to register, call 410-444-5152. Children, tell your mother you want to go to the park, or you want to go to the cookout so you can have food and fun and giveaways and fish and all that kind of good stuff.
Hallelujah.
And tell your mother the telephone number to call to register for the cookout is 410-444-5152. Again, God bless you, Pastor Peter. Thank you so much. And may God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the Children's Corner.
Thank you, Jesus.
On this wonderful Wednesday.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, will be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belongs to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Our text on today is 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. In that text, the word of the Lord says to examine yourself. And we do that in the light of the word of God itself. Isaiah 53 and 5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1 and 5 says, he washed our sins with his own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1, 14. Matthew 26, 28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through that blood that our sins are forgiven. So be comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. In the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves before discord, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we eat and drink in blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. There's one thing that you put above yourself, oh God, it's your word. Psalms 138:2 says so. And on the same night, and with the Lord Jesus Christ, was betrayed. He took the bread.
In remembrance.
And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord,
we take this
he broke it. And declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together.
In remembrance of you.
Thank you, Lord.
We take this cup and remember
we
your
thank
blood
you, Lord.
That was shed
for we thank you, Lord,
Lord,
for our healing already. Matthew 15:26.
And every time.
1 John 3:1-2.
We do this.
St. John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalm 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for our healing bread on today. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1-3 that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies. The alimentary system, cardiovascular system, endocrine system, the genital system, integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural greatest miracles right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread today. We remember you, Lord. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he also took the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers
in remembrance
for us, everybody. It's already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:26. God, we thank you.
And every time we do,
we thank you, Lord. that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Every time we take the bread, Lord, we do.
We thank you, Lord, that your word says, bring me into remembrance that we may be justified. And we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood today. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already covering our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of the Lord and the Tisbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Shakariya, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already curses every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Fire, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4, 17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, we decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor,
shaped in the image of God,
full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts of ministry and help. We're free. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches.
Yes, Pastor.
Need to ask you a question.
Hallelujah.
What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Thank you, Pastor Peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of sense I have.
Yes.
Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit of God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy and boldness, and let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow. the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for spirits and authority that tread on serpents and scorpions.
Yes.
We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase and blessing in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise, and we bless your name in Jesus' name. And everyone says,
amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
This is part 4 of a series. The title of the series is How to Say No When Saying Yes Spiritually Unsound. Spiritually unsound, I mean spiritually untenable, spiritually incorrect, it ain't the right thing to do. Hallelujah. It's important for us to understand that. As a child of the Most High God, and someone pleasing in the sight of God, every answer to every question asked us is not going to be yes.
Amen.
Every question that you put to God, the answer is not going to be yes.
Amen.
It may be no, or it may be not now, but you're going to get an answer. Everything good to do is not necessarily good for you to do. For you may be taking somebody's place. You may be getting off track. You may be doing the right thing at the wrong time. Pastor Peters, can you read the addresses on this evening?
Yes, sir. James 4, verses 6 and 7, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, Luke 14, verses 28 and 29, Proverbs 15, verse 1, Matthew chapter 10, verse 14, Exodus chapter 19, verse 6, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, Galatians 6, 9, Galatians 6, 7, and Psalms 23. That's it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be God. But we could have added on that.
Were you thinking of some more scriptures to add on?
No. Thank you, Lord, for that list. Now, in part 3, we really talked about co-signing for folks.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do it.
Amen.
You say no.
Amen.
You give them scripture. And you said sweetly, oh, sweetheart, oh, dear, I'm sorry, but I'm unable to do that.
That's right.
Because the Bible says, don't do it.
That's right.
If they can't stand on their own 2 feet, they can stand on Jesus. They're not to stand on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about, that's just a quick review. The Bible says don't do it. You had, the scriptures were given last on Sunday. And if you need them again, you can call at another time and get the scriptures from Pastor Peter.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But it's important for you to understand. The enemy is not going to tempt you to do something wrong. Then again, maybe he will. But you can easily say no if you're rooted and grounded in Christ. He will entertain you. He will tempt you to do something good at the wrong time. Or he will tempt you to do something good when it was supposed to be somebody else's job. In other words, somebody else's blessing. But you usurp that. That's why the Bible speaks specifically to let the Lord lead you. Because every time your emotions lead you, you're going to get your body in trouble. At the very least, you're going to get off track.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes your emotions is like reflex action. And that's something that happens quickly and fast. It's a reflex action. You've got to bring all of that into subjection because you will get your body in trouble. You're going to get your life in trouble. Mm-hmm. And you might get your family in trouble because you said yes. As I said before, someone had asked me to loan them my rent money. And if I had said yes, I would have got not just me in trouble, but my whole family in trouble. So you got to, let's go to the scripture. Let's go to the first scripture.
Oh, I'm so busy listening to you. Okay, James 4, hallelujah, 4, 6, and 7. Thank you, Lord. James 4, 6, and 7, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee.
Resist that temptation. You know what somebody is asking you is wrong. They want to do something wrong with it. It's one of your relatives. They ain't in church. They ain't think about serving God. But they're trying to put a guilt trip on you. You got to resist the devil.
That's right.
But you got to... See, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So you got to be sweet in your conversation. Honey, you know, I would love to help you, and you really do. You would love to help your relative or a good friend, but, you know, the Spirit of the Lord compels me to say no at this time. And say, what do you mean? You're supposed to be a Christian. You could say, thank you for sharing, but what do you not understand by
no and no?
But because when they start trying to put the guilt on you, you know you've made the right decision to say no. Because God doesn't give you guilt. You know that's not God. I don't care if it's family trying to put a guilt trip on you, asking for something, you say no. Out of hand, because they're either full of the devil or being used by the devil. And some people are unwittingly used by the devil,
mm-hmm.
doing the devil's work. He's sitting there eating a lollipop, sucking on a lollipop, watching you do his work. I can take a break. They're doing my work for me. How to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound. That means spiritually incorrect. It goes against the Bible. Now, last week, we shared a scripture, a Sunday we shared a scripture about you don't be a partaker in another man's sin.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's a drug addict. He comes in and says, Aunt so-and-so, cousin so-and-so, can you? He's a drug addict. He got a $200 a day habit.
Mm.
You're going to give him money? He said, well, I need it for food. He's a liar. And he's 95 pounds.
Mm.
He's going to need it for food. He needs food, but he ain't using it for food.
Mm.
Said, baby, that's if you're a woman, you know. Because, man, you might not say baby unless it's a woman. But that you're talking to. But, baby, I would love to help you. But the Spirit of God compels me to say, and you say it sweetly, you don't raise your voice, and you don't get in no match. You know, they want to argue now. They want to break you down. You're supposed to be a relative. You always say family comes first. Boy, they're trying to put guilt on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, excuse me, I got to go, but I just want to let you know that thank you for sharing. But it's no. I still love you, but no. And you don't hold no conversation. You don't stand there and hold no conversation because they want to argue you. They want to break you down. They want to cut you down. Resist the devil. I mean, first, before that, it says, submit yourself to who?
God.
That's why, we'll get to that scripture. But your first inclination may not be the best inclination. That's why you used to hear people say, well, you count to 10 or something of that sort before you say anything. And that's really understandable because God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth. That means we need to listen twice as much as we speak.
Amen.
So, but anyway, give me another scripture.
Proverbs 3:5-6.
That's the one.
In the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him.
It's not right there. It says, in some of thy ways.
Oh.
In a few of thy ways.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead, continue reading.
And he shall direct thy path.
He might direct thy path.
Shall.
He could direct your path.
Shall.
He may direct your path.
He shall.
Y'all understand? You got to acknowledge God, y'all.
Amen.
I don't care if it's a little mundane thing. They coming to you. It's a fork in the road. You either can stay on track or you can get off track. Stay on track with God. Ask God. And see, look here. If you want to do it really, you know, somebody coming to you, ask you for something, you can even go in your prayer life. Right in front of me, out loud, too. You know what? I've been quiet on the Lord, and I'm going to have to share this with you, baby. I love you. God loves you.
But God said no.
Nothing you can do about it. But the answer is no. But I'm your son. You got to go sign. I want to get this car. It's a sale. The sale is going off on Friday. Oh, see, the devil wants you, you know, there's always a time limit. He wants you to hurry up and do something. He wants you to make a mistake. You know, he wants you to make it real fast. He don't want you to get time to acquire the Lord. He don't want you to get time to account the cost. He don't want you to have time so you can see, uncover the cover, see who is really dealing with this motivation. He don't want you to have time so the discernment of spirit, the Holy Ghost, can show what is motivating this person. He wants you to do it faster than a hurry. That's why you take time. You back off. They're just a minute. You can fold your hands. And you can look proud. They say, why are you doing that? They're going to think you're crazy. Look here. They don't want to borrow money. They want me to sign something. They want me whatever. I don't care what they think. They're coming to me. They can think all they want to. I ain't moved by what they think. I move by what God thinks. And so you go in. And you get that peace and relaxation from God and that leading from the Holy Spirit. And then you come out, baby, you know what? I have the unction from the Holy Spirit, and he says to tell you no. But you know what? God is able to meet all your need according to his riches and glory, but you got to turn yourself over to God. God bless you, baby. Love you. I got to go. And you go and do what you got to do because they're going to work. They want to wear you out. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Luke 14:28-29. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he had laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him.
You got to count the cost, y'all. Look, I counted the cost. When that person asked me to loan me my rent money, I counted the cost. That's what I meant. Suppose they don't pay me back. They said they're going to pay me back on Friday, and they don't have a job. When they going to rob a bank on Friday? Give me the money back.
Mm-hmm.
So they were asking for hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You count the cost. You said, you count the cost. What cost to who? To you? And you might have to count the cost to them. Because if they ain't saved, they ain't led by the Spirit. They led by somebody else. Is that right?
Amen.
And you may delay them coming to God. You may be an enabler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Blocking somebody from coming to the cross. But that's my son. That's my daughter. That's my cousin. That's my uncle. That's my father. That's my mother. They don't know God.
Mm-hmm.
You may be a blocker. Standing in the word of God, healing and delivering it, and setting the captives free. I shared three words with y'all when I first started this series. Helping, enabling, and enabler. Helping is a good thing. Enabling can be a good thing. Most of the time, enabling somebody is a good thing because they can't do it themselves. But an enabler, that's a noun. That's a bad thing. Because you're blocking somebody from growing up. You're blocking from somebody standing on their own 2 feet, not your 2 feet. Because when they're standing on your 2 feet, you're going to have agony of defeat. I like that. That's why I said it again, Pastor Peter. You're going to have agony of defeat. Have somebody come up to you and stand on both your feet.
Mm.
I don't care if they weigh 95 pounds. It's going to hurt, y'all. Let the Lord lead you, baby.
Oh.
Holy, give me another scripture.
Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger.
You don't argue with nobody when they come up and you got to say no. You know, they yelling and screaming at you. You say, baby, I'm not yelling and screaming. I'm just sharing with you. You ask me a question. I'm just sharing with you the answer. The answer is in O. Baby, don't get upset.
You ain't going to change nothing.
Don't get upset. I just share it with you. My answer, you asked me. Baby, it's going to be all right. Because one day you're going to stand on your own 2 feet. But you can't stand on mine today. You see, a lot of people like to live on faith. They like to live on your faith. Often it's that sister tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
You heard me say, we have tragedy in our lives, but not every day, not every week. We have the brother called brother trouble. And we have trouble in our lives, and that's true. But not every day, not every week. So when they come your way, you may as well start speaking in tongues. You see them coming around the path. And they will give you good excuses. I need food. Ooh, that's wonderful. Look here. Take this number, 211. You can call it 24 hours a day. You tell them you need food, they'll tell you where to go in your neighborhood. You can settle that.
Because
you know what a lot of these folks do? They use their money for their drugs or their illicit lifestyle, and then they come to you and say, I need some food. And so what do? You go get them food. Well, they said they needed food. Well, I can't. I'm not going to divide folks and give them food. That's why discernment of spirit is so very important. That's why being led of the spirit. God did not tell the Israelites to go down in the camp of the Philistines and feed them. Although he wants us to feed folks. You got to be led of the Spirit. God will tell you what to do. You got to understand the tricks of the enemy. They will spend their money for everything. You see, they're puffing on a cigarette. Now, cigarettes cost, what is it, $2 a pack?
What, now?
Yes.
Are you talking about now?
Yes.
Cigarettes almost $10 a pack.
One pack? Oh, my goodness. And they're puffing on a cigarette. They say, look, Uncle so-and-so, I need some money for food. You know what my answer is? I'm going to pray. But old coach, she kicked it with a question and a
voice.
And then I'm going to look at a question, kind of get the answer from the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to say, look here. God has revealed to me that if you stop smoking, you could have enough money to buy enough food for 4 or 5 days. But I just want to share that with you. God dropped that in my spirit. Be led of the Spirit, not your emotions. Everything good to do is not necessarily good for you to do, because it's contrary to what God wants done at that time. Some people have to go through the desert so they can appreciate the water and the food on the end of their journey. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Some folks got to go through trials and through the travail so they can see the beautiful new baby. Mm. But sometimes there's some pain. Well, most mothers, there's some pain involved in giving birth to a baby.
For real.
Sometimes it's hard to say no.
Amen.
But how to say no when saying yes is spiritually incorrect, spiritually unsound, spiritually unchristian. The tricks of the enemy are many.
Amen.
Somebody come up to you and say, I need some food. He said, wait a minute. Mm. And you pray for the leading of the Lord. He said, in all thy ways, or some of the ways. The Proverbs 3:5-6, they said, some of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Is that what it said?
In all thy ways, yes.
All, not some.
All.
Even for that person to come. Say, well, you should not have to pray about getting food to folks. Yes, you do. I've seen folks get food from a distribution center.
No selling.
And 10 blocks away, they've been selling it on the corner. They needed food so they could sell, so they could fuel their habit. You got to be led by the Spirit, y'all. Oh, give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Matthew 10:14. Hallelujah. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your word, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet.
Some of your relatives or your close friends, they're going to get upset at you because you said no. If they don't receive your word, they're still angry at you. Don't worry. They were your friends for a season anyway. They were your relatives for a season. Ask me how I know. They're for a season. Shake the dust off your feet and love them at a distance, y'all. That's hard. But you being guilty and decide to say yes when you should have said no, you're partaking another man's sin. You got to repent for that. Go ahead, read me another scripture.
Exodus 19:6, And it says, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
You are a king, you're a priest. You don't do stuff like everybody else, like the also-rans. Hallelujah. Go to the next scripture,
because
I got to nail this.
1 Peter 2:9. Hallelujah. And it says, 1 Peter, let me turn one more page. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the word. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation.
You chosen. Go ahead.
Royal priesthood.
Royal priesthood.
Holy nation.
A holy nation.
A peculiar people.
Peculiar. Yes.
That,
go ahead.
That ye shall show forth the praises of him.
You shall do.
You out of darkness into his marvelous light.
You got light, baby. You surrender to darkness. It's like putting out your light. You saying yes when you should have said no, you don't put out your light. Hello? I said, when you say yes when you should have said no, you don't put out your light. You better count the cost before you say yes. Don't be so ready to put yourself in a vice. Put yourself in a situation. You better count the cost. You better talk to Jesus, because God is supposed to direct your path. Go ahead, get another scripture.
James 1:5-8. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him.
Stop. You want to know what to do? Oh, Lord, I don't know. Did I say yes or no? No, well, yes. If you still have a quandary, did it say wisdom? Ask who?
Of him. Ask the Lord.
Ask who?
Ask of God.
Not your neighbor. Call your cousin. Should I give this to them? No, ask God. Go ahead.
But let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering.
Stop. That means if you ask God, he tell you, you're going to do it. You're not going to still be sitting on the fence. There's a Western saying, he that sits on the fence tears his bitches, hurts himself. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue reading.
For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
You can't waver. Now, if you're going to ask God, when God tell you no, you got to tell the rascal no.
Right.
But you got to do it in love. Do it in love. Don't raise your voice. Don't say it real fast. Just say it slow so they cannot misinterpret what you're saying. Baby, I hear what you're saying. Thank you for sharing. I don't mean no harm, but I got to say no. Why you got to say no? Why you got to say you? The Spirit of the living God compels me to say no to you right now. But I can tell you this. If you would surrender to Almighty God, he said he will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. You have a great day. I'll see you later. Because you don't stand for no more conversation. You done told everything. You gave him a witness, gave him direction. As he's yelling at you as you go by, leave. Wait to him. So love you. Have a great day. give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if we faint not.
When you say no, because saying yes is spiritually unsound, that's well-doing. You're not an enabler. You may be enabling somebody to grow up.
Amen.
To take on their own responsibility. Now, you doing that, you are saying no, you're going to reap a harvest on you doing what God said do. He said he'd do. You're going to reap because it's due season. In due season, you will reap a harvest on the good seed you sow.
Amen. Amen.
Give me another scripture.
The 7th verse says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
You sowing good seed. Responsibility. Take care of your... And guess what? You can get a harvest on that. God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Interesting. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Amen.
You sow some good seed. Even though you said no, that was good seed. You're going to reap a harvest on sowing good seed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me another scripture.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Okay. You stop. No, that's it. You can stop. The Lord is my shepherd. He's the one that leads. 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 We need to understand that if you want to grow in God, you must be able to say no when God would want you to say no. He wants you to say yes when God would want you to say yes. But you got to count the cost, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I hear the voice of the Lord saying in Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you peace in your heart. Take my yoke upon you. You could say no and it won't hurt you. You can say yes and it doesn't hurt you when it's scripturally sound to say yes. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And ye will find peace for your soul. You find out, y'all, when you come to a situation and somebody trying to put guilt on you, you're able to say no. Afterwards, you think about it, you'll find there's a peace in your heart. I said no. There was peace in your heart. He gives you peace. Because you took on Christ, his yoke. Some men caught a woman in adultery and they brought him to Christ. And they expected, they were trying to trap Christ. Because the law says that she should be stoned to death. I wonder why they didn't bring the man, because it take two to commit adultery. Is that right, Pastor Peter? See, I may be slow, but don't it take two to commit adultery?
Amen.
They didn't bring the man, they brought the woman. Why is that? But anyway, Christ didn't say anything. He bent down and started writing stuff. And I'm not sure, if I don't remember correctly, right? He says, let him without sin cast the first stone. And then he started writing, or he started writing, and then said that. But the men started leaving. They left her alone with Christ. And he asked her, where are thou accusers? And she looked around and said, I don't have any, because they all left. I think he wrote all their sins, their secret sins. That's what I believe. But Christ said, no, I don't condemn you either. Christ said, no. He could have been swayed by the group of men and say, yes, stone her. But that's not Christ. That's not his way. He said, no. I don't condemn you either. Go in peace and sin no more. Y'all need to take on the atmosphere, the attitude of Christ when folk come up to you. You say, well, you know, I don't want to be spooky. It ain't spooky. They're trying to get your money. That's spooky. They're trying to take your resources. That's spooky. You work two jobs. Two jobs, two full-time jobs and part-time jobs. They don't work any, and they're trying to borrow money from you. They don't work any job. What's spooky is not you, it's them. They're the ones that's spooky. But you go, use your prayer language, y'all, and God will direct your path. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our center and our redeemer. In Jesus' name, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And please join us in the morning for morning praise and worship every morning by dialing 720-527-5952 and the access code 1034545. Hallelujah. See you in the morning.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I'll just invite somebody to accept Christ right now.
Hallelujah. If you would like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Hallelujah. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. Lord God, I confess with my mouth and I believe the Lord Jesus died and he rose again. And Lord, I ask you to come into my heart and I receive you as my Lord and Savior. If you repeated that prayer, we believe that you are now saved. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, you are more than enough for me. You're weak. You're